Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Racial consultants are standing by. I'll take caller 9 at 844-999 Ola, and you'll play profile this in minutes. But first, Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and see Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast Dale Ross of Georgetown, Texas. Now, Dale is currently in his second term as mayor of Georgetown. And like any mayor of any town, Dale vows to maintain top-rate police and fire services, economic development, and a host of other political buzzwords. But at a recent city council meeting, Dale excused himself to go to the restroom, which is no big deal. But he forgot to turn off his microphone, which is attached to his collar. So here's the audio of what happened while another city council person tried to continue the meeting. This is the actual audio.
But the thing is that these deadly infections, there's something we can do about it. And what we can do is call on governmental representatives that are higher
one
up the chain of
that's some being
and ask for action at the federal level. I am aware of Mr. Brainerd's concerns that he raised last time, and there would be instances where I actually agree that we should take action locally first, but there are not any KFO operations in Georgetown, so for us to just say it within the city limits. would be an empty gesture. And also these diseases don't know any boundaries. So a state-by-state approach would just mean that the...
How could he have to fart that much?
I know, it's amazing.
He's pooping. He's got...
Oh, I thought he was peeing.
Well, no, both.
He got up to excuse himself to go to the bathroom. So if you watch the video, this woman, and look, to her credit, man, because this sound is going on as she's trying to continue the meeting. And she fights off her laughter better than anyone I could imagine doing. And finally, she just kind of melts down at the end. But you see the mayor, he kind of excuses himself. She says something real quick, like, I'll try not to take too long, whatever. And you see the mayor kind of disappear off to the side. And then you realize he hasn't turned off his mic. And he farts through this entire meeting. She finally loses it. Then he walks back in and it's all done. He has no idea that everyone's been listening to this dude poop.
Told you politicians are full of hot air.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's just peeing and just...
I can't believe
farting.
Him. Yeah.
He just never stop.
Hit a moment of that again for us, though, Rob. So let's hear some of that. Let me listen to this.
But the thing is that these deadly infections, there's something we can do about it. And what we can do is call on governmental representatives that are higher
one
up the chain of... and ask for action at the federal level.
I think you're right.
I think he's just a gassy dude. It's also, if you've ever seen the original Naked Gun, this was like a famous scene.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Saw that a few days ago. I've been laughing about it ever since. If you get the chance, check out the video. I'm sure we'll link up to it, one of the social media, whatever the case. But so we toast that guy. None the wiser.
Pretty gassy guy.
None the wiser about any of it. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, it's Stephen Thrill Hill. Can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Nate. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Nate, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes.
Fantastic. Hey, try not to get too excited, man. We try to run a calm family program here. All right, Nate, as always, you have three stories to choose from. Two of them deal with ethnicity/race. The other has to do with what a little boy chose to run back into a burning home to rescue. But the choice is yours.
Let's do the race.
You want to go race. All right. Okay. Race it shall be. And we go to the fine state of New York.
Does anybody ever pick anything else?
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
We've had a few, but I think people are more comfortable doing race because we're all prejudiced.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the long and short of it. Like,
oh, is that a race one? All right, I'll take substance.
I know when Jason ran back into the house, it was on fire. It was, you know, herky herky, the house is on fire.
Yeah.
He was specifically going back in to try to get his video games.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard about a woman years ago. It's a news story. I don't know her, but the fire department was angry. Same thing. The house is engulfed in flames, and to be fair, her and, like, her boyfriend or son, whatever it was, they made it out. They waited outside for about 2 minutes, so the house is now more in flames. At this moment, she realizes she forgot her cigarettes inside, ran back inside, managed to get out. She didn't get hurt, but, like, the police department and fire department, like, are you stupid?
If there's a time when you need to smoke, it's probably there.
It smoke
probably
if you got it.
Smoke if you got it, bro. Seriously. All right, Nate, your story. We go to the state of New York and the city of Watervliet. Watervliet, maybe. I don't know. Either way, look, it's spelled water, V-L-I-E-T. So I'm got a Watervliet.
I have no idea.
It doesn't sound good, but if you say Watervliet, that can't be right.
Water Vlad.
So honestly, Watervliet. There's a 34-year-old guy that lives in Watervliet. And last Tuesday, around 7:30 p.m., he decided to rob a Taco Bell, because if there's one place that's just banging with cash, it's got to be Taco Bell. Thing is, he threatened to kill the cashier, ended up pulling the register off the counter, and how much cash do you think he got away from? If you guessed $340, that's worth threatening to kill someone. And then he ran across the street to a strip club called Night Moves. I'm sure we're all familiar with Night Moves. Unfortunately for him, it was not a good hiding place. I only say that because the Taco Bell employees called the cops, and the cops found the dude 3 minutes later inside of the strip club. So he's arrested for two felonies, robbery.
It's right down on Main Street.
Oh, there you go. He was arrested. Thank you. Well done. He was arrested for two felonies, robbery and criminal mischief, and in his mugshot, he's wearing a Hooters t-shirt. I don't know if that matters. No. But there you go. Anyway, do you believe that this cunning genius who threatened life with $340 of Taco Bell money as black, white, Mexican, or Asian?
Is this in New York?
Yeah, I'm guessing it's somewhere near Syracuse, only because the paper, the Syracuse Post-Dispatch, are the people that cover
the
story.
So it's western New York State. It's cold.
It's a little more central-ish.
Okay.
And he's wearing a Hooters shirt.
He's wearing a Hooters shirt, yeah.
Sorry.
For what it's worth.
We know a lot about this guy. Miles, you enjoy the Hooters. Do you have any of their gear?
Do I currently have any or have I had some?
Both.
I do not have any currently because they've closed them all down in the area or I would have a shirt. But I have had them in past, and as a matter of fact, for 4 years, I would do Monday Night Football from the Hooters Inner Harbor in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. First Hooters I ever went to.
It was the greatest gig that I've ever had in radio. I went every Monday night, ate chicken wings, watched Monday Night Football, watched people play trivia, and they paid me for it.
By the way, the name of the city is Watervliet. Not Watervliet. Watervliet.
Mm-hmm. It's awesome. By the way, that's the number one Hooters in the United States of America as far as beer sales. That place was always packed. I love that gig. I had shirts. I had hats.
It was a great place.
I had a calendar. I had, you know,
yeah.
I don't think I have any of it now. Okay.
That is far.
So what are you saying? That I'm white and I like Hooters?
Well, I'm just thinking I mean,
you're white and you like Hooters.
You talk about Hooters probably any more than anybody else I know. I used to know a guy that, like, specifically liked chicken wings, would just get pickup chicken wings. He liked them so much. I may be focusing way too much on Hooters in this, and not the fact the guy robbed a Taco Bell and went to a strip club.
But he's got a Hooters. He did, in fact, rob the Taco Bell, by the way.
Yeah, so,
he loves Hooters because he reps them. Taco Bell, they're just there for the robbing.
And you got how much out of Taco Bell?
$340. He told the cashier, I will kill you, right? He doesn't know what's in the register. Again, it's Taco Bell. I think he may have gotten more than I would have thought, but snatches the whole register, $340 cash. That's it.
I'll get him a few lap dances.
And then you said the cops found him this minutes
3 minutes later. 3 minutes after they arrived on the scene, they found him. In the strip club.
Yeah. Man, Hooters makes me think white because he's wearing the gear. I used to have Hooters shirts. John Daly's a white golfer. He loves Hooters. He's sponsored by him. Used to be. But
Hooters
still,
was in NASCAR for Daytona.
Right. They used to have a car. But you said he stole the whole...
The whole register. Yeah.
I don't know why, but that makes me think black. I feel like I've seen it in a bad comedy movie.
Okay, Nate. Which way are you leaning?
I'm gonna go with white.
Final answer, is it because of the location or is it because of Ted's theory on Hooters?
kind of because of Ted's theory on Hooters.
But I chose black.
Right, but I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I get it. I was still drawn Hooters.
Something's kind of telling me white.
Hey, Nate, have you ever been to Hooters?
I have.
Okay, which Hooters did you go to?
The one in Tacoma.
Okay, when you looked around, did it look like a bunch of people in Tommy Bahama shirts?
I don't really remember. I wasn't really paying attention to the people all around me.
Well, that's in a military area, so the clientele, the one you went to, is a little bit different. All right, do you want to go with black or white for your final answer?
White, final answer.
Okay, we're going to find out if he is black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
This takes us to New York State. We've got a man who robbed a Taco Bell and told the person behind the counter that he was going to kill him. He did not end up killing anybody, but he did rip the register right off the counter and walked away with a grand total of $340 in cash.
Yeah.
Then he promptly walked across the street to a strip club where he was caught in 3 minutes by authorities.
That is correct. And Nate, we asked you, did you believe that this enterprising genius was black, white, Mexican, or Asian? In the end, you went white, correct?
Correct.
Sorry. No, black. Ted, you were right. The whole register, that's kind of the thing.
Yeah, I can't remember what movie that's from, but that's just like
You don't have time. You don't have time. You feel like someone's going to step on the button. Like, just give me the register. I'll figure it out later.
What are these robbers going to do when everything goes cashless?
You know, I don't know.
I mean, dead serious. When everything is just, when cash is no more. I mean, there'll still be cash around, but it just won't be like, there's not as much cash in that register as it should be because people use the cards.
That's the thing. That's why, why would you go after a Taco Bell?
It's like, I'm going to go get their checks. All right.
Yeah, I don't know. I do not like cashless.
Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
Once again.
The Men's Room presents
TV time with Ted.
All right, a little different today.
Okay.
Today's going to be pretty simple for you. You just got to figure out, is this a Ted Smith or his team of writers?
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
All right. Well, today none of these guys have writers, and none of them are professional comedians, but what they do have are jokes.
We have to figure out if this is a the Ted Smith original or, quite frankly, my con.
A burglary at London's first gay bookstore was foiled when the burglar stopped to drink some Prosecco in the shop's basement. Of course the bookstore had Prosecco.
The Ted Smith.
Yeah.
That is.
Yeah. Because
I like champagne, but Prosecco's too sweet. A woman in Australia found a metal rod in her McDonald's chicken sandwich. They offered to replace the sandwich, and Burger King is already working on their new lead pipe original chicken sandwich.
Need to switch.
Yeah, Mike on.
That's Mike!
Okay.
Let's see. Three notable businesses went down in the past few days. HQ Trivia, the live video trivia app, Romp Him, a company that went viral, so selling rompers for men.
They're out of business?
And Movie Phone.
So why don't you just go play trivia at a bar like a normal person?
Me does
that. That is me. Okay. Dang. Thought that one was good.
You have a hate for trivia at the bar.
It's just not my thing. I get why everybody does it. But that actually was complimentary of the trivia at the bar. I was trying to do a throwback to Movie Phone.
Yeah, but you sounded snide. Why don't you just tell me which movie you'd like to see? You know the Movie Phone right now has one employee.
The guy that does the voice?
I guess two then.
According to a new study, people that have a lot of sexual partners are at a higher risk of cancer. The study paid for by Michael Douglas.
Lee tells me,
yeah.
That's a Mike Hawk.
Oh, right. Nice work, Mike.
All right. There's a 35-year-old guy in New Jersey who's been in a committed relationship with a ghost for 2 years. And on Valentine's Day, they watched their favorite movie, Ghost, and then had a threesome with another ghost. So, what's your excuse for being alone on Valentine's Day, loser?
He touched me.
Yeah, that's me. All right, that's all of them, Miles.
They didn't have sex on a Casper mattress?
Ooh, good call. Yeah. I didn't think about
that. Are you bragging? Is that a humble brag? Like, well, for Valentine's Day, I had a three-way. Me and two ghosts.
It was more than I had.
I mean, how do you even respond to that, like, and how was it? Was it awesome?
Look, he's been committed to the one ghost for 2 years. I bet ghost sex.
No, he's been committed to nothing. But he believes he's been committed.
And maybe that's all he needs.
Well, it's ghost sex, and nobody's touching him, so I guess he's really into hedging.
Even if he had said, you're married to a ghost, I'll give you that. I'll say, okay, you found a ghost, you married the ghost, you're in a committed relationship with the ghost, I'll give you all that. How do you have sex?
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird. Generally, when people are married, you know how they do it.
Yeah.
I don't have to ask them.
87 different ways. I've never had ghost sex. I don't know.
I feel like I've had ghost sex. I didn't want to.
Just put it anywhere, and I guess it's good.
Yeah, but there's no friction.
That's what I mean. It's a ghost.
Yeah, it seems a lot like dream sex.
When I think ghosting, I just assume someone's not showing up.
Maybe that's what he means.
I
was turned down by both parties.
This one shouldn't surprise you. Let's start that. The Bachelor's Victoria Fuller is sorry for her White Lives Matter hat. Yeah, well, she got caught. Cosmopolitan pulled a cover that was supposed to feature her because she did a clothing line or had a bunch of photos online with White Lives Matter. On a social media post, she said, quote, "I unequivocally reject the beliefs of any White Lives Matter movement, any propaganda to support racism of any kind. It was never my intention to add fuel to the racial fire in this country."
It's called politics, one. And two, was she the one who wore, it was like for white marlin or something? Like it was for
it was,
fishing?
But like we said before, like I don't know this, but I'm pretty sure they started that after.
I know. But I'm like, listen, she's some dumb broad on The Bachelor. Once, don't worry too much about what she does, because I promise you, She's not important. Beyond that, it was for the fishing contest. And I know what you mean, but she's not the person to worry about in all of this.
No, but I also get where Cosmopolitan saying, like, look, we, sure. Well, we don't want to feature on the covers. We're going to have to hear a bunch of stuff because she thought she was being funny.
Oh, no, look, I absolutely get that. Everyone cowers down and worry about everything. I get it. I know they're going to pull that move. I'm just saying for me, as a black guy, I would say she is... Ranks is probably the least important. If you don't believe, ask any black person. Do you care what this woman does? I promise you the answer is no. But I understand Cosmo's position, but yeah.
Cosmo, there's just no huge boy, this benefit.
Right. Like, she gets hit by a car. I don't care.
They're trying to sell magazines.
I don't even remember her name, and you just told me. That's how important she is.
You guys are Stranger Things fans?
Yes.
And the show, yeah.
So the third season of Stranger Things concluded with Sheriff Hopper presumably dead. There's a teaser at the very end suggesting he may have survived. Well, the first teaser for season 4 came out, and they're not dragging out the suspense at all. He's alive.
Yeah, of course.
He's a prisoner of the Russians.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. I thought this was more sci-fi-ish, but apparently it's Russians.
It is. The Russians are dealing with the sci-fi stuff. Yes, you presume he's... It's like if you watch someone, I don't know, put a hand grenade in her mouth and it blows up. Like, yes, we presume they're dead at the end of the season.
Everybody wants to be involved in this technology, in this crazy world.
The show's creator said, quote, he's in prison from a far home in snowy wasteland of Kamchatka.
Damn, sounds cold.
Yeah, I don't know.
Everything in Russia sounds cold.
Yeah, where he faces both human danger and other.
Ooh, other.
I mean, look, I don't know. Stranger Things, from what I can tell, is an odd show. It's going to stay odd, and I think that's why people like it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, even I was bitching about watching a new season of Narcos about one specific thing. The show's still awesome.
Sure.
I just thought the cameo by Quavo was a little much. It just didn't match up, Miles. The show takes place in the 80s. That's obviously the guys from Migos wearing jewelry that rappers would wear now, not 85.
So it wasn't authentic.
That was my thing.
All right. And that bothers me too.
Because I love that show, and I like Migos. I've seen them in concert. But I was like, it just felt forced.
Yeah.
Right.
Whereas, like, when you see Migos in Atlanta, that made perfect sense.
Because they're from Atlanta.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, it could be just one little thing, but it'll drive me nuts.
It throws you off.
Same with Frasier and the Skyline being L.A., and they're in Seattle, and I can't get past it. Like, anytime they show, they're in the living room. He's talking to his dad. I'm like,
I feel like now it might be real, though.
It could be real now, but they already did realistic. The show. Yeah.
Still can't get past it.
So I don't know if you guys heard, a lot of people were very upset with the previous halftime show at the Super Bowl.
By a lot of people, you mean like 7 people that complained, yes.
Yeah. So here's some of the funny complaints that came in. Again, and I get that football is like America's sport now, but also like it's a violent sport. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not a contact sport. Contact sport's almost any other sport, right? We say, but it's a violent sport. Everybody gets what it is. We like it. Now, little kids play it. Little kids go to the games. But I don't know. When I think of family friendly, I think more of stuff on ice or this or that. And I get that everybody wants to go to sports.
They're already comfortable with it. Like, everyone's worried about your health. So they'll take cigarette, but not french fries, because everyone likes french fries. Everyone likes football, so they act like they care about violence. Like, you don't. And it's fine that you don't, but just let the sport be the sport.
Yeah. So here's some of the complaints about the halftime show, which, of course, featured Jennifer Lopez and Shakira. I will say, that Shakira song got my head again for a while. Shakira.
I can't remember the song, but I remember the halftime show.
That was great.
Yeah,
this year's show was extremely provocative, in the female body movements and the simulation padding of J-Lo's derriere was not for family television.
That also tells me that you're very easily provoked.
I liked that somebody sent in a complaint and used the term
derriere.
Thank you, Miles.
Yeah, I mean, look, it was what it was, but I don't know that I'm going to get an erection from watching performers perform. So my thing is just like, look, man. Yeah, it was sensual, it was sexual. It's all this, again, it was J-Lo and Shakira, so I don't know what you may have expected, but they did what they do, so that's one. It's like if you invited the Dallas Cowboys, they might talk football. Anyway, that's above some people, can't help them. Beyond that, if you got that worked up watching that, I assume you're 14 years old or younger, or you have problems. The rest of us, it's okay. It's manageable sexiness where nothing weird happens.
Well, here's my question, too.
That's on you.
It's the year before was Maroon 5.
Mm-hmm.
So what's his name? Adam Levine?
Yeah.
Like, he was shirtless
and
doing his sexy thing, and nobody seemed to care that much.
But some federal man didn't get an erection because of that. Therefore, it was fine. They can't handle this. And I get it. Like, some people just aren't suited for certain things. But look, don't be the fun police for everyone else. You have to understand, 90% of America has no problem with this. We live in a real world. If you don't, it's okay. But leave us alone. Let us move forward. You can live in any position you want to. Let us move forward.
We didn't really have a lot of bookstores, not too many where I grew up. You could go to the library. But yeah, but not a lot of bookstores where you could own your books. So they would come in during English, and you would buy like three books through like a magazine.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You
could
pick your book, and then they would give you a free poster.
All right.
For ordering the three books, and you would read those three books, and those would be your book reports and everything else. Well, my poster was the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. You know, I'm 8 years old.
But that's the thing. There's cheerleaders.
In my bedroom,
I
was not a Dallas Cowboy fan. However, I was a big fan of the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
Sure. But it's one of those things like, look, if the people that work for the government are comfortable with something, then it doesn't matter. So football can be as violent as it wants. So with the cheerleaders, it doesn't matter because in their mind, it's part of the football game. But they do the same thing, right? Scan of the clag, kick your legs up, you get the crotch shot. J-Lo does it. It's a nightmare. So you know these people are stupid. Don't worry about it.
But these are just normal. None of these people work for the government. They just sent in the complaints.
No, I understand that. I'm saying this is the general sentiment that people have. But the government responds to that, right? What's-her-face's nipple pops out, right? And broadcasting just gets even radio because TV screwed up. So we'll take the problem for them. They rake us over the coals. But in the end, as a result of that, we end up with Google YouTube or Google search. Like, the overwhelming majority of the people in the country.
They're not going to get in trouble. The government's not going to step in.
Of course.
These are just kind of, that's the whole point. They're just kind of funny. Like, some of these complaints, you're just like, wow, you took the time to write that up and send that in.
Because you got problems. Deal with it.
Yeah, but obviously people were, and right, everybody's saying the same thing, right? Like, you have cheerleaders and this and that. Like, it's fine. All right, Jimmy Fallon also does a lot of thank you notes. So here's some of his latest ones.
Thank you, Sonic the Hedgehog, for finally coming out after fans called for a redesign. Or as the cast of Cats put it, wait, that was an option? Yeah. Thank you, hand sanitizer, for being a gel that kills germs inside a bottle that's covered in germs.
Solid point.
Thank you. Going to a restaurant on Valentine's Day for a romantic night of eating 2 inches from another couple eavesdropping on your conversation. Yes, we're talking about something. Thank you, February 14th, for being the day we've chosen to celebrate love, right when our winter bods are hitting peak blob.
Let me pour myself into these pants.
Thank you, heart-shaped box of chocolates, for being the perfect way to say, girl, I was at CVS 90 seconds ago. Thank you, candlelight dinners, for basically saying, hey, wouldn't it be romantic if I could see you less? There you guys have it. Thank you.
He brings up a good point. Even a little corner store by my house now has heart-shaped boxes of chocolate and other stuff.
Because they understand your situation. You just remembered it's Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. You're due.
And it's like,
we got what you need. Get your cigarettes and get that heart-shaped
box. It's like Ghirardelli. You know, it's not always just like regular old chocolates. Like, they have the expensive stuff, too.
You have to, man. Look, if you're going to buy the heart-shaped box of chocolate, you can't get some cheap ass.
It can't be like
Johnny's. They already know you're being
like
cheap.
Johnny's chocolate.
Right. They know it's last second.
Yeah. It's kind of tough, though, right? Because that respects the Whitman's box of chocolates.
Whitman's got the name.
Yeah, Whitman. It's like, you know, like whenever you have a fancy name, it's chocolate-worthy. Like, you know, even if it's like Toblerone or something like that, you go, ooh, it's a Toblerone. You know what I mean?
Well, Toblerone is
like a
Brahma
Whips chocolate.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. it's so good.
It could be the best, but you wouldn't buy it.
Let's see. So Elmo, we heard he was getting his own TV show on Disney Plus.
Yay.
Well, now Disney Plus is teaming up with the Jim Henson Company for Earth to Ned. It's an hour-long show where an alien named Ned and his lieutenant, Cornelius, interviews celebrities.
Cornelius. Is this for real? Like, they're going to be, like, you know what I mean?
The guests will be actual non-puppet celebrities.
Okay.
No, non-puppet.
Yeah, depending on your definition of puppet.
Well, I think we can sue them.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, think about it, man. We only talk to non-puppet celebrities. Right? So if I wanted to see, basically, Kermit the Frog, right? probably the most famous puppet I can think of, Yoda. There's a few heavy hitters out there. I mean, they are like the Frank Sinatras of the puppet world. But if they wanted to do an interview, they'd say, oh, no, we don't talk to your kind here.
Yeah, puppets can't move, though, without the human.
I understand that. So the human has to be in cahoots with them. And yeah. They'll launch a lawsuit.
Ned and Cornelius just also sound like some guys you know from around the way.
They're the guys that make moonshine.
Right? Ned and Cornelius give you opinions when you haven't asked.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
But they give you opinions.
You're not going to buy that movie, are you?
Without ever telling you. They talk to each other about what you should do. So instead of saying, you're not going to get that movie, even though you're sitting right there like, Ted's going to get that movie on demand. Dummy. I know. I try to tell him. Like, Ned, Cornelius, I'm right here.
Right. Stop it, man. We don't care. Anyhow, well, you know, it's that time of year. Puppets get more shows. Good for them.
I bet it'll be funny, though.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go in Indiana. A deer bolts toward a meat section in the grocery store to give the butcher hell. Meanwhile, a woman in Maine loses ring 50 years ago, and the ring is found in Finland with a weird story to tell. Man steals car leading cops in a high-speed chase and having dumbass written across his chest. A drunk driver busted because he decided to smell his very, very best. And teachers say it was actually the principal who helped the kids cheat. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, top story. We go to Germany where police had an interesting method of catching a drunk driver. The driver was spotted speeding down the road without his lights on, and police chased the car but lost him when he abandoned the car and fled the scene. Lucky for police, there was a strong scent of perfume coming from inside the car, and they were able to track down the drunk driver by following the trail of the smell. He was apprehended and arrested.
Come on.
You think he just laid it on thick, or did it spill on him?
He probably laid it on thick based on my interaction with people. But like anything, if you're going to commit crime, don't smell like anything. Don't look right. Like anything. Just
no identifying factor.
But he had his own unusual scent. That right. Wasn't unusual, but I mean, it's distinct enough where...
Right, and it was strong enough to where they could pick it up after he had run away from the scene. Now, I don't think he ran a country mile, but he was...
You know it's bad if they don't need the canine unit to follow your scent.
Right.
Yeah, right.
It's the general rule. If we don't need the dog to sniff you out, you're doing something wrong.
Everybody has their own smell. We were talking about this the other day. At one point in time, Ryan Castle was going to interview Ozzy Osbourne.
Mm-hmm.
And Nikki Sixx walked into this place and goes, okay, where's Ozzy? I can smell him.
Ozzy, apparently, whatever cologne Ozzy wears... Yeah. It's very nice, but he said Castle's there. Nikki Sixx walked, and instantly, like, where's Ozzy? So I didn't know he's there. He's like, I can smell him.
That's crazy. In this building, I walk in and go, former Mariner Jay Buhner's here.
It's true.
I can smell him.
It's true. You know his scent.
You know what he's in here, man. In other news, we go to Brooklyn, where the educational system has taken a hit. The principal of a local middle school has been accused of handing state exam answers out to teachers who then use those answers to coach their students. There were multiple occasions of, quote, practice tests that were handed out, which were questions taken from the state exam and put into an alternate order.
Okay, now I'm a little torn on this because on the surface it sounds bad, but I remember in 10th grade, Baltimore said they started some new type of testing, whatever it was, on the federal level. So the teacher was disgusted with this testing because it was dumb, but he said it's one of those things where as a student you will find that there are times in life that academically it is less important than you following the rules. So geometry, it's about showing your work. If you're a math genius and can figure it out in your own head and don't show your work, a lot of times they don't give credit.
Right.
So it has nothing to do with your academics. But the test that the guy ran by, it was about writing an essay about some important moment in your life. And so he read us two essays. One came from a woman who had gotten there from Africa, and she remembered what it was like adjusting to the States and getting to school. Blah, perfectly written. He graded it himself and said, look, and it's like four paragraph long thing. She made two punctuation errors. She failed the test. So he read us an example of one of the things that passed the test. And I do remember it was about a woman who witnessed a car crash. One car was blue, one was red. I remember, but there's one run-on sentence. Everything was spelled wrong. The tenses are wrong. She excelled.
Because
what they said was, no, describe this event. So it didn't,
oh, for heaven's sake.
But the reason he ran these things in front of us, he said, you're going to make the mistake of trying to do a good job. You're going to make the mistake of trying to do what we've taught you.
Right.
That's not what these tests look for. So, look, I'm not saying that's the case, but I do know in some circumstances, teachers intervene because they go to this test, even though they call it academic, it has nothing to do
with it. And as I was writing out the story, I actually even had the thought that I think the educational system has changed to where this dependency on just the random information that we carry on our head is kind of going away with the invent of really just internet in your pocket. You don't need to know half the stuff that we knew because if you need to, you look the doggone thing
Google
up.
It up.
Hey, look, before I took my ACT, the equivalent of the SAT or whatever, I went and took practice tests.
Yeah.
And had questions on those tests that were similar, if not the very same, of the ones I actually took on that test.
Right.
To get me ready to take that test. That's
right.
I don't.
Also, a lot of teachers, right, like your funding depends on how all these students
Correct.
Do. Right. So why not help them out so you can keep funding for your school?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
I mean, they got to know this, right?
We go to the South where a car chase ended with a bit of a laugh. Police got a call about a stolen car earlier that day and found their target flying down the road. They pursued the car in the chase and crossed the state borders only ended after the car crashed into a store. Both the men inside of the stolen car were arrested, one of them wearing a delightfully ironic sweatshirt, simply reading, Dumbass.
I have a question.
All right.
I have a question.
Hit me.
Did he buy this or was it a gift?
Oh.
Ooh, that goes a long way.
You know what I'm saying? Miles. Like, if I buy you a sweatshirt that says Dumbass.
I'm saying since he was wearing it.
And then he wore
he
it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And then
thanks.
Appreciate it. Appreciate the gift, man.
Yeah, Riley.
All righty. That is it for your headlines with that. Mike Hogg is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time as Ryan Castle is in. We will sit and spin and drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.